Hollywood Scandals is part of the Dark Hollywood Collection in the Reels Files on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes each Thursday. Then go to Reels.com, check the top of the screen, and enter your zip code to find out how you can watch more chilling cases like this when you watch TV. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com for the dark crime series and specials you'll find only on Reels Channel.
When do you tune out a train wreck?
With Britney Spears, we can't look away. We take a sick satisfaction in our celebrity's failure.
You stupid move!
She was pop music royalty with a body built for scandal.
It looks like the Catholic schoolgirl outfit that a porn star wears.
But her fame and fortune came at a price.
Her childhood was hijacked.
And when she tried to take control,
the moment she's left her own devices, she will go and marry someone.
Oops, we're doing it again.
Things went from bad...
The money shot was absolutely scandalous.
...to worse.
She is completely bald.
...to downright dangerous.
You're putting this child on your lap, not strapped in.
Britney Spears was unraveling before everybody's eyes.
Get out of my god face!
Everyone thought she may not survive the scandal.
January 31st, 2008. Los Angeles, California. It's pandemonium, Hollywood style, outside the gated hilltop home of Britney Spears.
A media frenzy around an ambulance in Los Angeles. Inside, pop star Britney Spears.
The most famous pop star in the world is headed to the psych ward.
We love Britney!
With over 100 million albums sold, Britney Spears is one of the most bankable music artists of all time.
She was the TP, the total package. Music, body, dance moves, the ultimate pop star.
But at her roots, Britney is just a simple country girl whose ambitious family sacrificed her childhood on the road to fame and fortune.
It's like the best feeling in the world to have all those people smiling and, you know, calling your name.
Leaving her ill-equipped to handle life off stage.
She missed out a part of her life where her parents taught her what was right, what was wrong.
Because she was put into show business so young, she doesn't have the education, she doesn't have the street smarts, she doesn't have the book smarts.
In their drive for celebrity, everyone's focus on Britney the commodity comes at the expense of Britney the person.
There was really no one that was looking out for Britney solely for Britney's sake.
I'm a person just like you.
Rarely have we seen somebody in Hollywood fall from grace so hard and so spectacular.
There's a whole lot more to life than just being on the stage for 90 minutes.
Britney Jean Spears is born December 2nd, 1981, near Kentwood, Louisiana. Population 2,000.
Her father was a contractor, her mother was a school teacher. Her dad was an alcoholic. He had rages. But every time we'd go groveling back to Britney's mum, Lynn, and she would take him back.
Lynn was really looking out for her as a kid. And I think Jamie was a little more hands-off.
Her mum, Lynn, was a very pushy stage mum. She encouraged Britney from a very young age to go into pageants, to get out there and perform.
Well, from an early age, I always knew I wanted to perform.
A winner on the local talent show circuit, Britney yearns for a bigger stage. And while Jamie Spears prefers the simple life in Louisiana, Britney's mother is ready to risk it all for fame and fortune.
Lynn Spears hears in her daughter this sort of way out of middle-class America.
Lynn gambled the family's life savings and took Britney to New York so she could go into commercials, so she could get on the stage, so she could get bit parts in TV shows.
In 1993, Lynn's gamble pays off when Britney lands a coveted spot on the all-new Mickey Mouse Club. But her joy turns to heartbreak when the show is canceled after just two seasons.
In a way, the cancellation, you know, turned out to be kind of a blessing in disguise. The disappointment of the show really just went to sort of strengthen her resolve.
Britney's desire for stardom turns into an obsession, one that she and her mother are willing to chase no matter the cost.
Lynn makes the executive decision to pull Britney out of school at ninth grade. So her education, her childhood, as she knows it, is done.
It is really naive to think that you can miss out on high school and everything's going to just be normal from that day forward. In high school is where we sort of learn how to fall in love, fall out of love, have friendships, be consistent, be disciplined, be loyal. All the things we carry into our adult lives.
Keeping her eyes on the prize, Lynn Spears convinces a hotshot New York talent manager to accept Britney as a client.
Larry Rudolph is an immense influence on Britney Spears. He really had the vision and the respect of the music industry and the power to make it happen.
The mastermind behind Jessica Simpson and the Backstreet Boys, Rudolph sees dollar signs in Britney Spears. He connects Britney with Jive Records, and in the summer of 1998, she begins production on a music video for her first single, Baby One More Time.
And I heard the song, and automatically I was like, you know what? This is going to be a hit.
But in 1998, it takes more than a catchy tune to launch a career. It's the height of MTV, and image is everything.
If the video was so-so or didn't really make a splash, that could have been the end. And the idea of doing a sort of sexy Catholic school girl uniform kind of thing was entirely her own.
Still reeling from the disappointment of the Mickey Mouse Club, Britney's prepared to do whatever it takes to make this shot at stardom count.
It looks like the Catholic schoolgirl outfit that a porn star wears.
Everything about it was meant to just make your eyes pop out. The idea that sex sells was understood by all parties. It was understood by Britney, it was understood by her parents, and certainly by the record company.
Before that, we'd seen Debbie Gibson, we'd seen Tiffany. They were very clean cut, but Britney storms onto the scene, and we don't know how to deal with it.
She's a 17-year-old girl, which brings up all kinds of moral, ethical, and frankly, legal issues of her being viewed that way.
Britney's solo debut becomes a scandalous moment in music history. Her nice meets naughty image, groundbreaking for its time.
That was Britney's whole MO, was to make people lust for something that seemed kind of naughty, kind of wrong.
Britney Spears is a paradoxical brand. That's why it works so well. She can be a sexual object for a male demographic, but she can also be an image for young girls, too.
It's really weird, the audiences, because you see a lot of young little girls out there, and then you'll see, like, a lot of older guys. Little girls are cool, but sometimes you feel a little helpless with the older guys around kind of getting on your nerves. Oh, she could be my girlfriend, I guess, or something like that.
Aw, shucks! I didn't realize that was so provocative, that sort of, like, fake humility was a big part of the strategy.
Although she plays coy to the media, Britney is a willing and active participant when it comes to marketing her assets. In her second music video, she continues to cultivate the Britney brand and push the sexual envelope.
The big difference the second time we see Britney, well, the two big differences next time we see Britney, she seems to have had a breast enlargement.
She kept saying, no, I didn't, no, I didn't. And everyone's like, yes, you did. And you know, all the tabloids going, wait, look at how large your chest was here. Now look at how large it was here.
Keep in mind that this is a woman whose body is still developing. We were really thinking it was very acceptable to take a teenage, high school age girl and turn her into a sex symbol for everybody.
Between the music and the endorsement deals,
see what we can do.
Britney Spears has become an industry unto herself, pulling in an estimated $40 million a year.
She sold 30 million albums just between 1998 and 2001. I mean, that is unheard of. The music industry was just honestly astonished. Not only had we never seen a success like that just out the gate, but it was just so big.
Britney Spears' name is now synonymous with pop music, and Lynn Spears and Larry Rudolph intend to capitalize on it.
There's really a perception among the people who are around her that she was kind of pushed too hard and kind of had everything on her shoulders.
Focusing on Britney Spears as a commodity means business comes first, and the little girl from Kentwood who loved to perform will have to live as a memory.
She had all the responsibilities of the wealth, of keeping a tour going, of recording, and a lot of people were probably employed because of her. That's a lot of responsibility for a teenager.
I'm kind of to the point where I have people call me saying, Britney, you need to work.
She did album after album, video after video, and I think that she had less control at that point because it just became more about the product of Britney Spears.
The very people whose sole job should be to protect her are now invested in her making money.
Britney is on track toward unparalleled success, but without the smarts or experience to handle the pressure, cracks in the veneer begin to show. And the image that is Britney Spears is about to blow wide open.
Not only did it shatter the belief that she was a virgin, in reality, she was promiscuous as well.
When you turn something into a commodity, you expect it to behave like an object.
January 2004. Britney Spears arrives in Vegas, ready to party. But that party turns into an impromptu wedding and a PR disaster.
Oops, we're doing it again.
You guessed it, Britney Spears' wedding.
This is a case of little girl lost.
By the fall of 2000, Britney Spears has sold over 20 million albums and has two tours under her belt. The 19-year-old pop star is a national obsession, and her private life is about to take center stage.
Justin and Britney, when they finally came forth and told us that they were actually a couple, we were thrilled. We were so excited. This beautiful girl and this what seemingly down-to-earth guy.
They were this golden couple. And they were both so humble and sweet at the same time.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
So you did root for them. You really liked them.
I think it is easier dating someone that's in the business because they understand.
I was working with Britney when she was with Justin. They were so in love. I mean, they came from the same background. They were in the same business. I just think there was a fire between them.
I have to ask you about the marriage thing. What's the situation there with Justin?
That's, you know, we're both, I'm really, really happy, and hopefully he's really happy. But that's something that we'll definitely do in the future.
Despite everyone's approval of the young couple, Britney's management is adamant that she publicly maintain her virginity.
I think it was hugely important to her management to brand her this way. You know, she wasn't someone that anyone could have. Britney Spears was untouchable, and I think that's the way they wanted it to be.
Britney comes from the Bible Belt, and I think a lot of stars who are sort of bred in the South are led to believe that conservative values will help your career. People do gravitate towards any admission of sexual anything, so the press got hung up on it.
Why did you let everybody know that you're still a virgin? Culture, marketing, religion?
Why did I let everyone know? Well, because they asked me the question.
Britney was running around saying she was a virgin for a very, very long time. Sources will tell you that Britney lost her virginity at 14, and the whole thing was a total sham.
After much speculation by the media, the truth about Britney's virginity is finally revealed in a very public way.
The couple shocked the music world this week. Justin is out.
Britney Spears cheated. That's not what we want to see. That's not what we want to believe. She not only broke Justin's heart, but she broke everybody else's. There were rumors that it was a backing dancer that was one of Justin's best friends.
Not only did it shatter the belief that she was a virgin, in reality, she was promiscuous as well.
I just started at Us Weekly, like, the week that they broke up. So it was just the biggest story that I've ever encountered. all of a sudden she became more of the sort of villain in the relationship.
Britney Spears found out pretty early in her career that the court of public judgment ain't pretty. But at the end of the day, you're talking about a young girl who didn't have a lot of relationships, was having one in the public eye.
Britney's choice to be unfaithful deflowers her public persona. No longer constrained by her good girl image, the Britney brand evolves to embrace sex and scandal.
I think that Britney always found herself in a position where she had to top herself. The kiss with Madonna and Christina Aguilera.
Had you ever kissed a woman before?
No, I've never kissed a woman before.
Would you again?
No, maybe with Madonna.
The snake that she danced with. I'm a Slave for You video, which was pushing the boundaries of, you know, potential orgies, very adult themes.
Britney's popularity is through the roof. But while her sexed-up stage persona appears fully mature on the outside, she remains immature on the inside.
That was so low. Okay. Got the giggles.
But with Britney legally an adult, her mother has less control over her daughter's personal life. And Britney's grown-up decisions offstage will lead to more grown-up-sized scandals in the tabloids. Britney, look off. January 2004. Britney Spears flies out to Las Vegas to usher in the new year.
She flew out there New Year's Eve with some friends from her hometown. But she's partying with one guy in particular, Jason Alexander, and they're out and they're having a good time.
According to him, doing a lot of drugs, and they were in a chapel and suddenly they were married.
Maybe she wanted to pretend that she was just the average girl going to Vegas and, you know, and marrying her high school boyfriend.
It was a union that surprised everyone.
So this was a major bombshell.
Ready pictures are popping up on the internet.
Of course, the minute that her family, her manager, gets wind of this, they all descend on Britney as soon as possible to try and undo the damage that she's done.
In the eyes of Team Britney, when Britney the brand tries to be a person, it threatens everyone's bottom line.
Was this person entitled to her money? There was obviously no prenup. It was damage control times 100.
The ill-conceived marriage is officially annulled just 55 hours after it happens. Britney's attempt at a grown-up decision is a debacle.
The Vegas incident was purely tabloid sensation, and it stuck with her for years.
To recover from the scandal, Britney's management team makes Britney do what Britney does best, go on tour. But offstage, Britney desperately wants to be an adult, and her next relationship will be an attempt to break away from her parents' control. In May 2004, Britney begins dating backup dancer Kevin Federline.
I knew that he liked her. They had a spark, and I think she was looking for someone at that time, and so he was right there when she needed him.
I think with Britney, she got to a certain age where they couldn't tell her what to do. At some point, I think they were, as harsh as this sounds, like willing to let her try being an adult. And Kevin Federline was that experiment.
And the public does not approve.
We did not like Kevin Federline. We didn't like the way he looked. We didn't like the way he presented himself. We didn't like what he could potentially do to our Britney Spears. He looked like he had corruption written all over him.
I think a lot of people looked at him as a potential swindler.
K-Fed's influence has an immediate impact on Britney and her image.
When we compare the sort of the post-Federline Britney with the former Britney, one thing we see is a loss of polish. The old Britney felt very produced. She was put out in public in a certain way, conducted her personal life in a certain way. Then she meets Kevin Federline. In some ways, she looked like a girl in high school. It didn't seem like he cared how they portrayed themselves to the public. When you turn something into a commodity, you expect it to behave like an object. We turn Britney Spears into a can of soda, and every time you open that can of soda, you expect it to taste the same way. So when she doesn't deliver, we get mad.
As Britney Spears starts to take control of her own life, her lack of real-world experience plays out in front of the media.
Guys, get out of my face!
And the situation quickly goes from bad to disastrous.
Any picture that you could get of Britney that no one else had could be worth tens of thousands.
She was filmed through the window of a restaurant crying because the pressure was getting to be too much.
If you like what you're hearing, check out The Dark Side of Hollywood on Reel's channel. You'll find real stories of celebrity icons on Autopsy, like Anthony Bourdain and Aretha Franklin, whose lives were cut short, plus others whose lives were changed forever by fame. Reel's is also your go-to for real crime and chilling views into the minds of serial killers. Find Reel's on your TV at Reel's.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Then, check the top of the screen and enter your zip code to find Reels in your area.
February 2006. Britney Spears is caught speeding away from a Malibu Starbucks, holding something far more precious than her coffee.
Photos of Britney Spears that could prove to be a bit toxic to her reputation.
She endangered her child.
In September of 2004, 22-year-old Britney Spears marries Kevin Federline. The couple moves into a secured Malibu compound in hopes of living a simpler life, away from the pressures of Hollywood.
I think someone with Britney's background would sort of aspire to get married and have children and start a family.
If you had to choose between a fantastic career and a family, what would you choose?
Probably a family.
The image she put out there was that she was going to sort of dedicate herself to her home life a little bit and slow down.
While Britney tries to slow down, the management team keeps her relevant by releasing a greatest hits album and signing her to a perfume deal. But with Britney's offstage appearance no longer resembling her polished pop star persona, she becomes a target of ridicule in the press.
We're used to seeing this beautiful, pristine girl. Is this really who she is? Has this been yet another lie that we've been fed?
Britney Spears became the subject of much criticism because her fans thought for so long that she was something that she was not.
The messaging that came out from the Britney camp while this was happening was, this is actually Britney.
In 2005, Britney gives birth to Sean Preston Federline. She struggles with parenthood, while Kevin pursues his own agenda.
Kevin obviously had his own aspirations to be a star.
And with her music career now on the back burner, the media focuses exclusively on Britney's personal life.
Hey, Britney, how are we doing today?
February 6th, 2006. After an alleged altercation with paparazzi, photos surface of Britney fleeing a Malibu parking lot with her four-month-old son on her lap.
Snap, snap, snap. There's a bunch of pictures. Now there's cause for concern that, okay, you're putting this child on your lap, not strapped in any way. That's dangerous.
Children's Services is going to investigate whether she endangered her child.
She is a small-town girl, and if you were to look around Kentwood, Louisiana, people would be driving their pickup trucks with their Daisy Dukes with their shoes off and their babies on their laps. What's okay in Kentwood is not necessarily okay in Los Angeles. So there was a lot of criticism and scrutiny on her.
She dismisses it. She says, we're country.
I see myself as
Brittany from Kentwood, Louisiana.
I grew up doing that with my dad all the time. She's also walking out in the middle of a cobbled street in New York, drink in one hand, baby in the other. She falters and she catches herself and her baby, but not before the paparazzi catch her.
With her parenting skills under the microscope, the onslaught of negative press takes Britney to the brink.
Any mother will tell you that mothering is hard work. Now try doing that in the public spotlight. And that's what Britney Spears, a rather young first-time mother, was having to do. And there was one particular event where she was filmed through the window of a restaurant crying because the pressure was getting to be too much. Knowing that every mistake you make is being documented, that was a pressure she probably couldn't handle.
And that pressure is about to double. In September of 2006, Britney gives birth to another son, while Kevin remains consumed with partying and self-promotion.
You have Kevin, who is bringing all these people back to the house, partying to the wee hours. Now this is causing conflicts within the relationship, and things are not looking good for Kevin and Brittany.
Brittany files for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. She informs Kevin in a way that demonstrates her level of emotional maturity.
Brittany apparently sends him a text message informing him that she will be filing for divorce. Finally, the public get what they want. Kevin Federline and Britney Spears break up. He was more interested in his career, highlighting himself rather than the family. And she quite frankly had enough. She went on a promotional photo shoot that night, ice skating. We were like, yes, Britney is back.
Get out of my home, you stupid move!
But instead of returning to the stage, Britney starts living out the wild youth she missed out on. And there's no one around to tell her no.
Lynn sort of went back to concentrate on her other daughter, Jamie Lynn Spears, and Britney got forgotten in the mix.
Britney is now starting to really go crazy. And her way to get over Kevin, it seems to be, is to go out with Paris Hilton.
She wanted to party with her friends. Paris was at the height of her fame. Lindsay wasn't quite the train wreck that she is now, but she was well on her way. And so the three girls sort of hooked up, hit the nightclubs, hit the party scene.
Right here, look over to the left. Okay.
We're going home to her babies. We miss them.
But unlike Paris and Lindsay, Britney is a mother and a once-respected music icon. And her erratic behavior attracts intense media interest.
The media footprint that was surrounding Britney was to the tune of 20 to 45 SUVs waiting outside of her house. When she left the house, by the time she came off the hill and she would come into West Hollywood, that would be up to 40, 50 cars, each full of paparazzi.
It was getting to the point where it was dangerous to be on the road if Britney was driving and the paparazzi were chasing her.
Why was she out there? Was she loving the attention that much?
She was more of an industry, which is really sad to say about somebody's life, but that's what it became. It was a moving circus, day in, day out.
And the star attraction doesn't disappoint. In the days ahead, an unhinged Britney Spears will bear it all for the world to see.
That photograph of her with the umbrella, with the shaved head, it really is a picture that says 1,000 words.
November 2006. Night after night, Britney Spears hits the town with her party posse. The paparazzi on hand to capture every display of risque behavior. But just when it looks like her personal choices have completely sunk her brand, America's former sweetheart takes it to a new low.
The famous getting out of the car without your underwear shot was absolutely scandalous. It was big, big news.
I had the fortunate or misfortunate situation of taking one of those pictures. Whether the fact that she chooses to wear no underwear is a conscious choice or whether it's coincidence or maybe it's just a comfort thing, I can't say. I can tell you the pictures were worth a fortune.
The photos completely destroy the fantasy that was once Britney Spears. Because this is the real Britney, mother of two.
And then all of a sudden, Britney's stock must have just crashed. Men didn't want to go out with her anymore. Girls didn't want to be her anymore. It just all came to a halt.
Allegations of drug use, wild partying, and child endangerment fuel a bitter custody battle between Britney and Kevin Federline. A battle Kevin starts winning when the court reduces Britney's visitation rights.
Any mother losing custody of their children, it is one of the most painful experiences someone can go through. You add to that active drug and alcohol use, you have a dangerous situation.
If she actually tested dirty, she will not get these children.
Britney's parents are compelled to intervene. They fly to L.A., stage an intervention, and convince her to enter rehab.
Britney Spears went to a rehab facility in Antigua to sort of get everything back together again, and she left after 24 hours.
Britney comes straight back from rehab and wants to see her children. And Kevin has joined forces with her parents and said, no rehab, no children. She loses it. I mean, she loses it in spectacular fashion.
The paparazzi chase Britney on what seems like another dubious adventure. But this night would be different.
This feels like a Shakespearean drama. It's just so dramatic. She shaved her head herself because the woman at the hair salon refused to do it.
She cut her own hair. I had nothing to do with it. I just evened it out.
And she's got this big, goofy grin on her face while she does it. Apparently, she was heard saying, my mom's going to kill me.
Brittany, why you cut your hair like that?
That was the exact moment that I realized that this story was gone from being the biggest story in the world to the only story in the entertainment world.
There's all kinds of rumors as to why she did it. I think, you know, the one that made the most sense to me was that she somehow felt like her hair might be tested for drugs.
But Britney's scandalous night isn't over.
She then goes off and gets a tattoo. It just goes from bad to worse.
She is completely bald.
The next time we see her with her shaved head and her tattoo on her wrist, she's absolutely enraged. She gets an umbrella and she starts hitting on a car, which actually belonged to another paparazzi.
That photograph of her with the umbrella, with the shaved head, it really is a picture that says 1,000 words.
What started as a case of arrested development is boiling over into something far more serious.
I remember watching going, wait, something's wrong here. And to see this public display of just a breakdown was just something that just wasn't her and it was out of character. And I knew there may be something deeper going on.
One speculation is possibly that Britney Spears had symptoms of bipolar disorder or possibly borderline personality disorder. And it's likely due to a lot of environmental reasons, sort of relentless pursuit of the paparazzi, the loss of family support, the loss of her children. Britney's chaotic behavior was leading more and more people to even wonder about her safety.
Britney is again pressured to enter rehab. She checks into Promises in Malibu in late February 2007.
Britney Spears had gone to rehab, a stint which she actually blamed her family as being the root cause of, that she believed that they were yet again attempting to control her life and that they were conspiring against her will to lock her up.
Her mother was protecting an image, and she was protecting her family, and she was certainly protecting finances.
Her family and Federline and Larry Rudolph formed one kind of united front, and they said, like, you need help. And she just said, I don't need you. I'm just going to cut you all out of my life.
She wiped her hands of them. There was a tangible break between her and her parents.
All my management, they totally knew what they were doing when they sent me to rehab. Like, totally.
With everyone she depended on out of the picture, Britney is left to go it alone.
One thing Britney Spears never really got a chance to learn was how to make her own decisions, have the consequences come one way or another, and shape those into better decisions of the future. She really doesn't have the tools she needs to make even the most fundamental decisions.
But that doesn't stop Britney from trying to mount her own comeback. September 2007, Britney steps on stage to open the MTV VMAs. Out of the spotlight for 3 years, the pressure is on to bring back the bankable Britney.
She's become bigger than herself. We all know her story, and it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it's interesting.
I think I want to see her do good. I want to see her be the Britney she was, you know what I'm saying?
Britney decides to return to the only thing she knows, selling sex in a skimpy costume.
Now, Britney doesn't have the six-pack that she used to have. She felt that she could pull it off, and it was a disaster. It was a huge, huge disaster. So she was just walking through the motions. It looked like she wanted to be anywhere but on that stage, and that she realized that this comeback had just failed miserably.
I was kind of saddened by the performance because I thought, wait, this isn't the Britney that I know.
Without her team telling her what to do, Britney blows her solo attempt at rebuilding the brand.
There was this real feeling to Britney throughout her career that she felt like a puppet. And on this particular day, no one was really pulling the strings.
But at the lowest point in her career, a predatory new puppet master pounces on a vulnerable Britney Spears.
Sam Lefty was the guy who stepped in when she had this kind of void where she had pushed away all of her regular management and the label and her parents.
Sam Lefty is someone that Britney met in a nightclub. He told her that he would manage her, that he would set her back on the right track. He's going to make everything okay.
But Sam Lutfi is no Larry Rudolph.
And you're going to sit right here. Sit down.
Instead of trying to rehab her brand, Lutfi's motives appear self-serving as he attempts to profit from the media's obsession with all things Britney.
He was always trying to do deals with the paparazzi, trying to get us to pay him for information. He was always giving her weird things to eat and take. There was rumors that he was taking her car batteries out so she couldn't go anywhere. Everything to do with this guy stank. What exactly his hold over Britney was, no one ever knew.
Under Lutfi's watchful eye, Britney continues her symbiotic relationship with the only people she hasn't alienated, the paparazzi. Events take a strange turn when she suddenly allows one of them to penetrate her inner circle.
What's your sister doing, Britney?
How was dinner, Britney? Over here, Britney.
You have to understand that we are a moving family, and as a part of that family, we would see her every 2 or 3 hours, open doors for her, change tires on cars.
She began to rely on them for her company.
Tell me when you're ready.
Okay. Hi, Britney.
Hi.
One time she got so familiar with them, she jumped into the car of one particular good-looking paparazzi and they started a relationship. You know, she's literally sleeping with the enemy.
Adnan, he worked so hard on Britney, and it was only natural the two of them magnetized to each other.
This made all the other paparazzos, like, incredibly angry, because now this one guy had, like, the goose that laid the golden egg, and he was, like, keeping her all for himself.
If he's making money off of, you know, private situations where he is with Britney, it sort of veers away from journalism and it becomes something really shady.
Surrounded by people with questionable motives and with her career comeback a bust, the former princess of pop spirals toward rock bottom.
Here you had this strikingly beautiful girl that seemed to have had it all, and now she's strapped to a gurney.
There was a point that we thought this is not going to end well.
January 31st, 2008. Britney Spears is declared a danger to herself.
Britney was admitted into a psychiatric hospital.
The world was left to guess what happened to America's beloved pop star. By the end of 2007, Britney Spears appears to be heading toward tragedy.
Where are you going, Britney?
Can we just, like, calm down a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Exhibiting dangerous behavior that insiders suspect may be the result of mental illness.
Are you okay, Britney?
Or substance abuse.
Yeah. Are you okay to drive, Britney?
Come on, Britney. Yeah.
Fame always comes with a price. I think the primary cost for Britney Spears is that Britney doesn't know who Britney is.
There would be days where she would be like a princess, and there was other days where she seemed like she was homeless. She was up and down like a yo-yo. There was a point that we thought that this is not going to end well, that she might even die. It was actually members of the paparazzi team who got in contact with Britney's parents back in Louisiana, put in a phone call to them and said, guys, I think you better come out here.
Despite Britney pushing them away, her parents storm back onto the scene to save their daughter. And with the situation critical, it's time for drastic measures. January 31st, 2008. Police, paparazzi, and paramedics swarm outside Britney's hilltop home.
So there are all these things building. And then all of a sudden, you had this strikingly beautiful girl that seemed to have had it all. And now she's strapped to a gurney.
The 26-year-old pop star is being committed.
Britney was alert to some degree, and seeing her shackled down was pretty devastating.
The great paradox of that situation, it remains the saddest scene in pop culture history. But at the same time, it was the best thing possible for her.
More than a dozen LAPD officers on motorcycles, in cruisers and helicopters, escort the ambulance to UCLA Medical Center, where Britney Spears is placed under a 72-hour 5150, the code for involuntary mental health evaluation.
In order to involuntarily hospitalize someone because you think that there are significant mental health issues, you have to be able to establish that there is significant danger to themselves or to somebody else. For somebody to be involuntarily hospitalized, they have to be pretty disabled.
Someone needed to step in and take control because she needed guidance at that point.
And that guidance would come from the one person who, up until now, has purposefully stayed out of Britney's business. When a judge rules Britney Spears incapable of making her own decisions, it's Jamie Spears that is granted conservatorship over his daughter's affairs.
Conservator is a person who steps in and oversees that person's finances and legal issues and really anything of any significance. That puts her father in a rather powerful position, which she probably needs at this point. She probably needs someone to be making all of the decisions.
Her father has had issues with substance abuse and did spend some time in rehab.
Britney's dad was not a real force in her life through any of her young life. And it really wasn't until he cleaned himself up that he began to re-enter.
Hey, get out of her face. Hey, get out of her face. I mean, now. Just go, man.
Ironically, it's Britney's dad that saves the day, as it were. He comes back into the picture and really starts to be the father that he, quite frankly, should have been a long time ago.
Jamie Spears takes the reins and starts cleaning house.
The first thing Britney's father, Jamie, had to do was get rid of all the negative influences, and that included Sam and Adnan. There were restraining orders put on both of them to not come anywhere near Britney, to not have any contact with Britney. Britney's phone was taken away from her. Britney's email was taken away from her. I mean, she really was stripped of the life that she knew.
I think it's a good thing for her right now. It gives her structure. I think that's what she needs right now, knowing that her father's there for her, has her back, has control of what's happening.
You have to look at the evidence. Since he's been in her life, there's been a huge turn. He's managing it very well.
Jamie rehires Larry Rudolph as Britney's manager, and the Britney brand stages a comeback.
She did a tour for a couple of years. She played Staples Center. She played a big arena shows. And following that, she did the X Factor.
It was just like a party. Like, it's so much fun.
For which she was paid $15 million a year. Another genius move by Larry Rudolph.
December 2013, just after her 32nd birthday, the Britney Spears money machine is back up and running at full speed.
Britney Spears, ladies and gentlemen.
With the release of her 8th studio album and a 2-year residency at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas that will reportedly pay her $30 million.
This Vegas show is a brilliant plan by Larry Rudolph because it allows her to do what's most profitable for her, which is to perform live.
I think this is perfect for her because she has a routine. She's not traveling around dealing with all the mayhem that comes along with it.
Recovery is an everyday battle, and I feel that Britney has a better support system around her that's really put her now on a good path.
So I have a lot of work ahead of me.
While it appears that Britney is back on track, not everyone agrees that's for the best. She now leads a very sheltered life, once again surrounded by handlers who are invested in the brand's success.
Britney Spears is a cottage industry, and a lot of people are making money off of it, including the people in charge of the conservatorship. So, you know, in a way, it's par for the course with this girl.
It's a real dichotomy, the girl-woman, you know, the success that was too good to be true. In many ways,
Britney Spears is the fairy tale with a black lining.
Today, Britney Spears appears frozen in time, clinging to her former temptress image. But the little girl lost, who traded her childhood for fame, is back, doing what she appears to love most, in front of an audience that adores her.
Oh my God, I love you so much. Oh my God, I got Britney's signature.
Hollywood Scandals comes from the Dark Hollywood Collection at Reels Channel. To get more like this when you watch TV, go to Reels.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Check the top of your screen and enter your zip code to find us on your system. You'll also find extras from the latest Real Crime programs that are only on Reels. Find Hollywood Scandals and its companions on Roku and Fire TV, too.